ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's a lot easier to get a credit card now than it was 2 years ago. After tightening their approval standards at the start of the pandemic, banks and credit card lenders are courting borrowers with less than pristine credit into their customer ranks once again.
The unemployment rate is low. The missed payments that banks are seeing on credit cards remain very low, close to record levels of how low they are.
Anna Maria Andriotis covers consumer credit for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk with her about what access to credit cards means for subprime consumers and their credit scores, as well as the role that interest rates play in this decision. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At the start of the pandemic, credit card companies tightened their standards, and that made it hard for consumers with less than pristine scores to get a credit card. Ah, but how times have changed. Now these subprime borrowers are being courted to sign up for credit cards once again. WSJ consumer credit reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joins us with more on this. Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Great to be speaking with you.
So first of all, Anna Maria, why did the industry tighten their approval standards in 2020 and make it harder for people to get credit?
So banks pulled back on extending credit when the pandemic began. The concerns then had to do with the rising unemployment rate, which had spiked very suddenly, and the concerns that, generally speaking, when unemployment rises, delinquencies follow. And what banks were trying to do was to limit loan losses going forward at that point. And they did a variety of things. They increased their credit score requirements for applicants who were seeking new credit. They also shut down some of their existing customers' credit cards, lowered spending limits for others. They took a variety of actions for both new and existing customers.
Okay, and so when did they start turning this around? When did they start loosening things?
Around the beginning of last year, for some lenders, give or take a couple months earlier or later than that, lenders started talking about how they were unwinding some of the tighter standards that they had put in place during the pandemic in particular for their existing customers. But the credit reporting data, in addition to that, showed that standards were becoming easier for people trying to become customers, to get new credit from the banks.
So why do lenders see risky or so-called subprime borrowers as attractive customers again?
So we are in an environment where risk generally looks very low right now. The unemployment rate is low. The missed payments that banks are seeing on credit cards remain very low, close to record levels of how low they are. And in general, you have on one side of the equation here, a low risk environment. At the same time, the banks are looking to increase profitability within their credit card divisions. Profits within banks' credit card divisions took a hit, especially early on during the pandemic. So credit card profitability fell in 2020 to the lowest level since 2009, according to the Fed. And that was the result, in large part, of people paying down their credit card balances, and at the time, a declining usage of credit cards. So when balances fall, generally what that means is that people are paying less in interest charges to the banks. That means less interest income for the banks. In addition, banks receive other sort of fee revenue from credit cards. For example, every time people use their credit cards to make purchases, banks get fee payments from the merchants, something called interchange fees. When card usage declines, that fee revenue generally also falls. So profitability is something that banks are looking to increase within their credit card divisions. By lending to people who have lower credit scores, they're able to potentially boost profitability because subprime consumers generally get assigned a higher interest rate, a higher APR than people with high credit scores do. So if these people get the cards and start using them and carrying a balance month to month, those would be interest charges to the bank at a higher interest rate than what more creditworthy consumers would be paying. So there's a low risk environment and a time when banks are looking to boost profitability. So they're turning to people to whom they can easily charge more in interest.
You know, we hear the word subprime used a lot to describe riskier borrowers. How does the industry define subprime?
Generally speaking, when a credit score is below 620, that is defined almost unanimously agreed upon by lenders that people below a 620 are generally subprime. There is sort of a higher sort of threshold where we move from somebody having good credit to being fair credit. So that would be around a score of 660 once people drop below that.
What's happened to credit card interest rates since lenders began more or less casting a wider net, allowing more riskier borrowers to get credit?
In early 2021, the average APR on interest charging credit cards was 15.91%. By August of last year, that had reached 17.13%. That's a pretty sizable increase within the span of a few months. And that 17.13% was almost at a record high. The highest average annual APR was hit back in 2019 at 17.14. So we were just shy of that at 17.13 in August of last year.
Now, you mentioned before that subprime consumers could be charged a higher interest rate. How high could they be?
Interest rates in general that consumers with low credit scores receive tend to be pretty high. 20%, if not more, is typical. So on the one hand, the positive angle to what's happening here is that lenders are making it easier for people to get access to credit, in particular people who were shut off from that access in the beginning stages of the pandemic. So that certainly helps from a ability to borrow and spend standpoint. However, when it comes to carrying balances, consumers who are unable to pay their credit card bills in full each month will essentially be looking at incurring interest charges. And the lower your credit score is when you apply for the credit card, the higher your interest rate is likely to be. So depending on the balance that the person is carrying from month to month, that can be, you know, $20, $40 in monthly interest charges, or it can be more than that. So that's something also that adds up over time for people who don't only carry a balance from, let's say, 1 month to the next, but carry balances for months or years on end. So essentially what consumers will have to consider are the costs of signing up and using these credit cards if they're not able to pay that bill in full.
But getting access to credit is one thing, but managing that credit is another, right?
There are benefits and disadvantages to getting a credit card in general for your credit score, as well as when you are a consumer with a low credit score. So on the negative side of things, for people who are going to be carrying balances from 1 month to the next, if those balances come close to their total spending limit on that credit card, that can negatively impact their credit score. Their credit score can fall as a result of that. On the other hand, though, consumers who get more access to credit and use that credit, pay their bills in full every month, pay on time every month, well, they could certainly move from being people who are categorized as being subprime to people who have higher credit scores and as a result, are able to get other forms of credit at lower interest rates and with better overall terms. So a lot of what's happening right now with regards to, you know, the question of, well, banks are making it easier for subprime consumers to get approved for credit cards. Is that a good thing or not? A good amount of that depends on how the consumer manages the card that they get, you know, whether they're able to pay their bills in full and on time every month or not.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, it's been great having you with us.
Great speaking with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.